Chapter 17 Notes, New Challenges. Section 1, The Reagan Presidency. The Reagan Revolution. President Reagan brought a new conservative approach to government. Ronald Reagan's election to the presidency in 1980 marked a significant conservative shift in America. After his firm response to the air traffic controller's strike, the public felt that Reagan would stand firm and use his presidency to carry out the policies in which he believed. As part of his promise to reduce government, Reagan pursued a policy of deregulation. In 1981, Reagan appointed Sandra Day O'Connor as the first female justice on the Supreme Court. Supporters called Reagan's economic policy supply-side economics because it aimed to boost the economy by increasing the supply of goods and services. While Reagan cut domestic programs, he sharply increased military spending. The government had to borrow money because of this spending, which increased the federal debt. Reagan's foreign policy. The Reagan administration believed that the United States should take strong action to resist communist influences overseas. To carry out his policy against communism, Reagan launched a massive buildup of the military. He defended these actions by quoting George Washington's advice, "To be prepared for war is one of the most effective means of preserving peace." Reagan committed U.S. forces in aid to the fight against communism, especially in nearby Latin America. Reagan's policies were less successful in the Middle East, where he withdrew all U.S. forces from Lebanon after repeated terrorist attacks. Reagan's second term. During Reagan's second term, the United States continued to act against communism but also held talks with a new Soviet leadership. By 1984, the economy was booming and spirits were high in America. President Reagan and Vice President George H.W. Bush continued this optimistic theme in their campaign for re-election. They won by a landslide against Democrats Walter Mondale and Geraldine Ferraro, the first woman to run for vice president on a major political party ticket. Despite his popularity, the Iran-Contra scandal cast a shadow over part of President Reagan's second term. In 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev became the new Soviet leader and called for a policy of glasnost, opening Soviet society to new ideas. Section 2, The Bush Presidency. The End of the Cold War. During Bush's presidency, significant global events led to the end of the Cold War. In 1988, Vice President George H.W. Bush was elected president. However, the Democrats retained control of the House and the Senate. Bush's presidency occurred during a time of sweeping change in world affairs. Bush and Soviet leader Gorbachev, who wanted to end the arms race so he could focus on reforms within his country, agreed to destroy some existing nuclear weapons. In late 1989, the Iron Curtain that had divided Eastern and Western Europe began to crumble, and in 1990 East Germany and West Germany were finally reunited. The defeat of a coup in the Soviet Union brought a tidal wave of democracy, and on December 25, 1991, Gorbachev announced the end of the Soviet Union. A new foreign policy. After the Cold War's end, Bush administration officials set out to develop a new foreign policy. In 1989, Bush sent U.S. troops to Panama to overthrow dictator Manuel Noriega. Bush and other world leaders condemned the killings of Chinese protesters in Tiananmen Square. In 1990, Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein sent his army to Kuwait. President Bush persuaded other nations to join the United States in a coalition. Generals Colin Powell and Norman Schwarzkopf commanded the U.S. forces in Operation Desert Storm. Missiles and bombs destroyed Iraqi military and civilian sites, and after a short ground war, Kuwait was freed and Iraq was forced to accept a ceasefire. In 1991, a civil war in Yugoslavia resulted in thousands of deaths. After NATO took military action, the participants signed a peace plan in 1995 known as the Dayton Accords. Domestic issues. The federal debt and an economic slowdown were challenges for the Bush administration. During the 1980s, the Reagan administration cut regulations in many industries, and the new laws eased limits on savings and loan associations. When many borrowers could not repay their loans and real estate values declined, the government had to pay out billions of dollars to customers of failed savings and loan associations. In 1990, the economy began to slow. Cuts in military spending led to job losses in defense-related businesses. Companies began to downsize to become more efficient. Some businesses and individuals who had borrowed money had to declare bankruptcy. The Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 banned job discrimination against people with disabilities. In 1989, President Bush created the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Section 3, A New Century. The Clinton Administration. President Clinton struggled with Republicans in Congress and faced impeachment, but he achieved several major economic and social reforms. For the 1992 presidential election, the Democrats nominated Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton, with Tennessee Senator Al Gore as his running mate. A grassroots movement put Texas business leader H. Ross Perot on the ballot as a third-party candidate. Perot called for an end to the government's deficit spending. Voters elected Clinton, the first president born after World War II. One of the new president's goals was reducing the budget deficit, but his plans faced opposition from Republicans in Congress. Clinton faced stronger opposition to his plan for health care reform. His goal was to control rising health care costs and provide adequate health insurance for every American. The president succeeded in passing the Brady Bill of 1993 and the Family and Medical Leave Act of 1993. Popular support for a Republican plan known as the Contract with America resulted in Republican control of both houses of Congress in 1994. During Clinton's second term, the economy continued to grow, as evidenced by growth of the gross domestic product. The strong economy kept Clinton's popularity high, but scandals threatened his presidency. Kenneth Starr widened the scope of his investigation into scandals in the Clinton administration and claimed that Clinton had committed perjury and obstructed justice. In February 1999, the Senate acquitted the president of both charges. In 1993, Clinton persuaded Congress to ratify the North American Free Trade Agreement, eliminating trade barriers among the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Clinton also worked to establish peace between Israel and Palestine, but opposition to the plan emerged on both sides and violence in the area continued. A new president for a new century. As the 2000s began, the United States enjoyed economic prosperity but was deeply divided politically. In the presidential election of 2000, Texas Governor George W. Bush and his running mate Richard Cheney faced Vice President Al Gore and his running mate, Senator Joseph Lieberman. After a partial recount of the votes in Florida, Bush became the 43rd president of the United States on January 20, 2001. When assembling the cabinet, Bush sought people from different career backgrounds and ethnicities. Condoleezza Rice, the first woman in history to hold the job of National Security Advisor, was one of five women in Bush's cabinet. In June 2001, Congress passed and Bush signed into law the 10-year, $1.30 trillion tax cut bill. Bush also proposed reforms in education, leading to the No Child Left Behind Act. In foreign affairs, Bush pushed for new military programs, such as a national missile defense system. Section 4, The War on Terror. The events of 9/11. On September 11, 2001, the United States suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. The acts of terrorism against the United States on September 11, 2001, shocked Americans, but they responded rapidly to the crisis. The United States government quickly identified the attacks as the work of a Saudi Arabian man named Osama bin Laden and his terrorist organization, Al-Qaeda. Although the majority of Muslims worldwide reject terrorism, some fundamentalists like bin Laden do not. Al-Qaeda grew out of the Muslim struggle against the Soviet Union in the Southwest Asian country of Afghanistan. Bin Laden then decided that all Westerners should be pushed out of the Muslim world and began a series of terrorist attacks. Fighting terrorism. After the 9/11 attacks, the United States launched a massive effort to eliminate international terrorism. President Bush created the Office of Homeland Security in order to coordinate counterterrorism efforts. Congress passed and the President signed into law the USA Patriot Act of 2001, which permitted agents to conduct secret searches of a suspect's home or office without giving prior notice. The war on terrorism first focused on Afghanistan, where Taliban leaders refused to hand over bin Laden. The attacks of 9/11 raised fears that terrorist groups might acquire nuclear, chemical or biological weapons. On March 20, 2003, the American military, aided by soldiers from Britain and some other countries, attacked Iraq. The U.S. set out to create a democracy in Iraq, which was difficult due to insurgents and internal fighting amongst Muslims. Bush's second term. During his second term, President Bush lost much support as a result of the Iraq War and difficult challenges at home. In the election of 2004, the Democrats nominated Massachusetts Senator John Kerry for president and North Carolina Senator John Edwards for vice president. Election day saw the highest voter turnout since 1968, and President Bush was re-elected. The war on terrorism raised questions about the nation's security and civil liberties, such as what to do with captured terrorists. In addition to prisoners' rights, the Bush administration faced challenges about citizens' rights. President Bush had to fill two vacancies on the U.S. Supreme Court. The Senate confirmed his choices of John G. Roberts and Samuel Alito, Jr. on August 29, 2005. Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf of Mexico coast. After the hurricane had passed, rising waters broke through the levees that protected New Orleans and many people waited for days to be rescued. American voters expressed their unhappiness with the Bush administration's policies in the 2006 midterm elections, where the Democrats won control of both houses of Congress for the first time since 1992. House Democrats elected Nancy Pelosi to be the first female Speaker of the House of Representatives. House Democrats called for the President to set a definite timetable for pulling American troops out of Iraq. Section 5. Challenges ahead. The new global economy. Advances in technology now link the United States to a global economy. In recent years, the United States and other nations have become interdependent. A major reason for the rise of the global economy is the technology revolution. A few decades ago, computers, cell phones, cable television and compact discs had not been invented or were not widely available. The technology revolution has contributed to the rise of globalism, and the United States is a key player in this economy. The United States imports more than it exports, resulting in a massive trade deficit. To further American economic growth, Republican and Democratic administrations since World War II have supported free trade. As the world economy becomes more interconnected, Americans debate whether ending trade barriers helps or hinders the United States. The environment. Concern about the environment has become a serious political issue in recent years. Globalism has made people aware of issues that affect the world as a whole. Urban sprawl has created many problems, such as loss of farmland and wilderness areas. The U.S. faces several environmental challenges, such as air and water pollution. Pollution from the burning of fossil fuels mixes with water vapor in the air to make acid rain. Some scientists worry that global warming will lead to changing weather patterns and could melt the polar ice caps. a changing society. As the 2000s begin, immigrants and the elderly make up a larger share of the American population. As America enters the 21st century, its population is changing. The number of older Americans has risen. Ways of living and working have changed as a result of new technologies. Changes in U.S. laws and unstable conditions worldwide have led to a dramatic rise in the number of immigrants to the United States. Many Americans call for illegal immigrants to be deported, while others are willing to grant amnesty to those who are already here. Immigration, as well as natural population increase, contribute to population growth. Despite health advances, the rates of cancer in the United States have risen. Recently, most of the nation's population growth has taken place in the West and South.